Gemara says, that's the place to start with. This is the Gemara Marikot and Dafi Tesim Abeis. Introduce us to the concept of mixing Yom Kakula when it comes to Avelis. The Gemara says, Abba Shaul holds mixing Yom Kakula of Yom Shvi Olokan Olokan. And therefore, if Yom Shvi is Chal Erev HaRegel, Mutul Golech Achar Regel, Shem Shiz Ashlosh Matel Zer Shiva Kacham Shem Matel Zer Ashlosh. So the Gemara says, it's the seventh day of Avelis Erev HaRegel. So then the seventh day, we say mixum kulam, the seventh day, and the seventh day is viewed as the end of the Shiva. Number one, so Shiva ends. And then, since Shiva has already ended, you can start the next section of the New Gavelis, which we know as Shloshim, not because the day... in a regular case of Shloshim, you don't count the day as 2 days. But in terms of the second stage of Nihug, when most of the second stage of Anhaga starts at that point. And therefore, the New Gavelis Shloshim start with Yontif, and Yontif breaks it up. So mixum kulam can break the day, and you can say Shiva ends in the morning, and Shloshim starts right after that. So, that's the din halacha. The Gemara says over here we pass halacha kabashal, because halacha didn't make up avel. Then we pass like kabashal when it comes to Shiva. We also pass like kabashal when it comes to Shloshim. The Gemara says that when it comes to Shloshim, Gemara thinks it's more pasha when it comes to Shloshim. That when it comes to Shloshim, we also say that if the 30th in general, that the fear of a regal, if it's on the 30th day, after some point during the day, then the one can be megaleach, whatever the giyutz, one can, giyutz and tzporos become mutter, later day, after mixas hayom. Fine. So one of the big debates that we're showing him here is, we'll start with this, is the question of mixas halayla. It's nogeya, it's Nogeya, the sugya we were learning yesterday of Gadol HaBayis, because the Gemara Daf Chav Beis and Aleph says that when, again, we know that Shimon holds that the when you can mitzaref with the Gadol HaBayis if you come while they're saying Shiva, during Shiva. So the Gemara, Babi Yom HaShvi, so the Gemara says as long as the Chav Beis and Aleph, Rechiv Ayyam Yosef Ben Shalom Rebbe Hushaba Matzam Nachem Etzlo. Okay, as long as they're Menachem in there. So, Tosfos says 1 second. As long as the bump Tosfos says Chaval and Beis, as long as they're Menachem in there, it sounds like it means Menachem could be there for a while, who knows? What happened to Mixam Kakulo? So, Shiva's already before that point. So, one of Tosfos Terutzim, Tosfos second Terutz, is Inami Shlom Mixam Kakulo Havi Belayel Inishum Dover. So, what does Shim mean? I feel baby on my sheep. Let me say it this way. That's not the way I ask the question. The question does ask, Zafil Babi Yom Hashvi Makom Karov. So how did you arrive on Yom Hashvi, unless you arrive in Ben HaShmashas, you're automatically arriving after Mixas Hayom. So what's the tzius of Babi Yom Hashvi Makom Karov? So Inami Yishlorim Satoys is Mixam Kekul Lo'avi B'layla Lin Shum Dover. Now if you come at night, you're Yom Hashvi, but there's no Mixam Kekul yet because Mixam Kekul is only during the day. Okay. That she's a place in quite a few places. Now, let me see where this starts. Who disagrees? Well, it starts with Rashi. Rashi doesn't say anything as far as I know about Avelis. There's a big machlokes. Rashi in one place. Tosfos in 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 of the places where Tosfos discusses this. The following. The starting point of the sugya is the sugya of Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Pei Aleph, as a machlokas of Yossi in the Rabbanon, about if you have someone who's roa on day one, and then she shemeres yom kegei yom. Next morning, no blood. Fine. Then later in the day, she's roa them that day. So it's clear from the Gemara's machlokas Yossi in the Rabbanon whether midorais she's metamei lemafreya. According to the Rabbanan, it turns out she wasn't Shomeres Yom, so she's still Tmeya. And according to Rosh, you know she's only Matami Kanal Haba. The Gemara in Pesachim doesn't invoke the term Mixyom Kakulo. The Gemara in Nazir Tazayin, when it quotes this, calls Rosh Hashi to Mixyom Kakulo. You know, the Gemara seems to, a little unclear there too, because the Gemara seems to waver about that, but it does seem like the way Rashi used Lashon Mixum Kekulo, some form of this constant Mixum Kekulo. In other words, at the beginning of that day was a Shemira, that counts, that was it. So you're Shomer Shomer Yom at the beginning of the day. Now she sees afterwards, it's a new Riyah. Nothing to do with the original, nothing to do with the Riyah from the prior day. Mimela, it doesn't go to Mafreya, and it's become a Lahab. Fine. So the Gemara in Pesachim has a Kasha. The Gemara in Pesachim asks, how do you ever have 3 days, a Zav HaGdol according to Yossi? Zav HaGdol has to be in three Riyos over 3 separate days. A Zav can have 3 years on a single day, but a Zav needs Yomim, so it's 3 years and 3 separate days. So every time, and the Gemara assumes there has to be some sort of a continuity between the 3 years. So every time you have according to Biosi, you have Riyah one day, the next morning, the next day, you have a Shomer Shomer Yom, that ends the first Riyah. Now every time you have Riyah, it's new again. Because you already have Shemir Mixayam. So how do you ever have 3 days in a row? And 3 days in a row with a break in between is not called. If you have day one and then day three and day five, and there's no Mixayam, then there's no Zav HaGadola. So if each Mixayam is a Shemira, then there's no Zav HaGadola either, the Gemara says. It's going to be difficult to make to have a Tzir. You have to have a case either Shofas, which he was bleeding straight for 3 days, or Beroa Shnei Ben Hashemasha, says the Gemara. That's a case where or that she, that the person hechav shalasi by saying going shirasa kol shnei ben hashmashos, that she was ro adam two ben hashmashos in a row from beginning to end. So then, by being ro ben hashmashos beginning to end, you have the sof of the previous day and the beginning of the next day. So you never have you sandwich days. The beginning and the end of the days are with shef adam bleeding. And Yossi agrees that we don't have the middle of the day can't serve as a Shemir. You leave the beginning of the day, past the end of the day, but not the middle. So in Mele, you won't have any Shemir, so in Mele, you have 3 days in a row. That's what the Gemara says. So fact Rashi already, often are there in Pesach and Pei Aleph. Why is the morning such a complicated case? Why doesn't the Gemara say that she was Roa Balayla? If Shemir would have to be by Yom, so then, when she's roa balayla, the mix is a yom. So when she's roa balayla, you don't have to be ben hashmashas. Anytime the whole night she's roa, then for that day she didn't have a shmira. She had a second riyah, and there was no shmira because the shmira didn't start till the yom. And then she has one night, second night, third night. And that's it. Actually, the first must not be a night. One day, second night, third night. And that's it. Maybe. So says Rashi. See from here, says Rashi, that she says exactly here towards the bottom. Mid Yitzchak lemin kavein shmash lo nakam mashkach zeh b'shoah b'leilos. Sorry, line before. Lufi advarim lemander mixim kekulo tchilas halayla ola l'svirasa ve'ein tzarch alos hashachar mid Yitzchak lemin kavein shmash lo nakam mashkach zeh b'shoah b'leilos. See from here, says Rashi, that Tchilas Laila also counts. Now that wouldn't work, because Tchilas Laila will count as a Shemira. Since Tchilas Laila will count as a Shemira, Mimela, according to my other mix of the Kula, Tchilas Laila counts, so Mimela, you couldn't have, seeing at night would be the same, would incur the same, invoke the same problem as seeing during the day, so therefore the Mar has to present the case as we talk about a case of Ben Hashmash. Tosis, Tachpei Aleph, the very end of Mesechus Nida, this is, people in Mesechus Nida are more familiar with this discussion because the it's a very Nogela Maisa. It's Nogela Maisa Chosavei Elf and Nogela Maisa Chosnida. Not necessarily exactly the same issue. But the Tosnida and Ayin Aleph is very in the Masechta. Tosas in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud. Tosas in Nozhi Tazayin. He may have Megillah too. Tosas in a few places says that Rashi's wrong. And he, at least in Nida, Chopach is wrong. And he points out it's against two Mishnayas. It's not Mishnayas. Two places said not that way. The Gemara Megillah and Daf Chaf says that Ein Toivlim. Ain Carlos and Gilvo Man of Tovum Vlamazim Vachinchumers connect Yom Kane Yom Low Titwatch to Nitzacham. Shmer's Oman cannot be Toivil till the day. Till the Tzacham of Kunch also Mishalom Moshachar Kosher. And the Mishnah at the end of Mesach is Nida, the last Mishnah, 9 Alpha, going on 9 days. So the Mishnah there was a whole discussion about Again, the halachas of Yidah Alfiyon ben Nidah Nidah, a woman who sees blood on the 11th day, machlok v'sham beisal, whether she needs shmira. And the given in that whole sugya is that the tefillah, if you need shmira, the tefillah can't be balayla. That's clear in the Mishnah. Tefillah has to be bayom. And the Gemara in Megillah and Chafan Beis, the critical Gemara, the Megillah and Chafan Beis says, how do we know the tefillah has to be bayom? Says the Gemara, actually starting Chafan Aleph, the Gemara says, you could say, Belelia, Mia, Levis, Mitzik, Shimer, Vatitbel, Kamash, Malan, came in the Bayis, Svira, Svira, Bimamu. So you see, Klar, that when it comes to Shemar, Sayyam, can't get Yom, you need the Stam, the Gemara explaining the Stam Mishnayos, say that you need Svira, 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 Bimamu, and therefore the Tefillah has to be Bayoyim. So the Torah says against Rashi, it's not true. It's not true that Shemar, Sayyam, can be Shomer, Belayla. Right? So Torah says, he says Rashi's wrong, and he deals with Rashi's question in the Gemara differently. There's a different time, right, a really different Pirushim as to how you deal with Rashi's question in the Gemara as to why the Gemara couldn't have made their Kimta Nebiyosi Rol Balayla. Because according to says, Laila doesn't count for Shmira, so either. Gemara's trying to make a Kimta Dafka Bayom. Other Tirutsim, Tosa struggles with that Kasha. But he doesn't think Rashi's conclusion is incorrect. So what's Takataris for her into Rashi? So Emes is the Ramban. The Ramban and Torah Adam, Hilchos Avelos discusses this. Because Ramban, Tosas doesn't talk about Avelos. Tosas here, the one place I know of offhand, maybe there's more, one place I know offhand where Tosas connects Shaila to Avelos is right here in Chaf Alchem Beis Marakot. As an Inami. It seems like Tosas is in Sopuk about it. But Tosas is 2 days in Tosas perhaps, that whether this cloud that don't seem some kula balayla, maybe that applies to Avelos too. But the Ramban applies it to Avelos. Tosis talks about it other places in Nida when it comes to Bdikus. That's where this is very controversial and very relevant in the Chaznida. The fact that there's no Tosis, no Sphira Balayla, no Tvila Balayla, does that mean you can't do a Bdikus Balayla? It may have something to do with what Bdikus are all about, but that's what Tosis of Nida Samach Tes is note, it seems to be a little misupak about that. Maybe you can, whether or not Tosis says, perhaps you can't do a woman can't do bdikas ayin a key in balayla. The unatosa shayla and paiskam halacha, whether we have to machav for that. But yet, chatzilu machav. The question is how push comes to shav, we have to machav. But when it comes to avelos, Ramban here Torah's Adam, it's on page Reish Tezvav in the Shavel, Rebbe Shavel Torah's Adam. So he says, chachmei tzefatim zel amru nogul as mixyom mamish avelos av leil shvi ein olam mixayom. And in fact, that's what the Mechaber Baskin, Mechaber Shulchan Aruch Shin Tzadiyei, implies, well, not black and explicit, but definitely, he's a pretty, but Shloshim, he says, Kevim Shani Tzacham, Abiyom Shloshim, that's only the Mashmos in the Mechaber, the tour brings down the Mechalikas, that's the way the Gra reads the Mechaber also. The Gra reads the Mechaber is assuming it's have to be Dafka Bayom. So that's the Shid HaChachim Tzafatim. And he goes through, I can go through all the rayas, and he goes through all the rayas, and he rejects it. So I'll talk for a second about the raya from that sugya in, that seems to be the primary sugya Megillah of Ein Sfira Bayom, explaining the Mishnayos Nidah. So the Ramban says like this. What the Ramban basically, I think, is saying is that it's Machlokes Rosh in the Rabban. You know, Tosa suggests, when Rashi, you could say that. Well, those ask the keep my Rashi only saying this is Das Rabbi Yossi. So maybe it's totally not like it's in your mind. Tosis thinks that's Shver. The Mishnah the Gemara never says the Lik Rabbi Yossi. It's Shver. It makes all the Stam Mishnah against Rabbi Yossi without any comment about it. It also would require Hezber, because why should it be telling the Rabbi Yossi? What do you mean, why should it be telling the Rabbi Yossi? Because the Rabbi also did mix them Kekula, partially. And the Rabbi Yossi, what's the din? What's the din with the Zav? Just the, again, I don't want to still too much. Some of this is going to be a little discussion Hilchos Zava, so I just want to do this the kitzer. What's the din of a Zava? The din of a Zava is that she's Tovelis when? And Yom HaShvi during the day. Midaraisa. Okay, we don't do that anymore. Mishum Strach Pita, we have all these din Drabbana Mikra, din Daraisa, a woman with Svar Zayin Akiyim. The Gemara says Safla Shiv Zamba Achar Titar, the Marnida Sam Zayin and Beis, says Achar Maisa, Roshim and Omer Achar Maisa Titar, that she can be. She's so feres, she does her bedikah on Yom Zayin, she goes to the mikvah on Yom Zayin, and meet the rest, she can have tashmish on Yom Zayin. The Chazal answered it, because if it turns out, if she ends up being ro'adam later in the day, you'll turn out the mafreya that she was a bo'al nida. blows up. So we don't allow. So it's not allowed midrash rabbanan. But midaraisa makes him sounds like some sounds like a mitzvah kula. So why should we talk about rabbanan? You know, the rabbanan don't agree with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds it's not so mafre at all. So Rabbi Yossi holds the shmir ha'tchila. Is crucial because once I have that, then even if I have roa later, it won't be soser. The bun hold, it will be soser afterwards. But they both essential of some form makes them kulo. So why should this have anything to do with the machlokas roas and rabban? So that's why to say Rashi is telling the machlokas to say what Rashi is saying is only the biyosi and he'll mask him. The mishnayos are like the rabbanon is a little shver in the gemara itself, and it's also tzarich biyur misvar. Why should they be telling the biyosi rabban? So look at the Ramban. I think that's what Ramban is saying. And the Ramban says some sort of hesber. Ramban says that Usfir Shomer Yom Keneged Yom Shamru. He doesn't start with Rashi. I just put a proper context here. We started this presentation. Rashi and Tosfos trying this kash on Rashi. He ends up quoting Rashi at the end, but he starts with the question just in our sugya, Avelos. Is there a dinner of Mixiom Kakulo Belayla and Avelos? So the Ramban says, well, the Chachmei Tzafatim say Mixalayla doesn't count, and I say it does count. And he said, I want to do the raya from one of the rayas is for Shomer Yisrael Mekenek Yom. It says, the Shvir Shomer Yisrael Mekenek Yom, Sh'amru Inu Inyan. First, it's the Hasa Mizava Gomer. The Siv Mizava Sava Shivas Yomim. It says, it's a drasha. He doesn't just stop there. He's Mazri more. There's a drasha. In fact, if you look at Rashi and Megillah, and Daf Chaf, maybe it's Rashi Shetasa. Rashi says, when the Gemara says Shvir B'mama, the Gemara doesn't quote any source. The Gemara just says it. But Rashi says, it's not a Svara. Says Rashi, Kamashlon came and I echo Mishum Svirhu, Midugma Svirs is a coffin base of Megillah, Dugma Svirs Zion, Ko Svir di Mummy, Dixiv, Sofa Shivas Yomim. It's a drush from Sofa Shivas Yomim, tells the Svirs to be by Yomim, and the Svir Shemer Yom Kneged Yom is Me'en, the Svir of Zion Mekim. Memela, Asir Yom also. So Raman says that's what's going on there. That's what Raman says the same thing. Svir Shemer Yom Kneged Yom Shamber, anyway, Hosam Yzava Gomer, Siv is off of Sofa Shivas Yom, Uvizav Namik Siv Svir. Okay, the Kulon Tvilasam by Yom. Okay, and the tefillah is by yom. The dina harinahu she'ain mixas yomin kekulan. Sharei imroa filu b'sov yom sozum kol shiva. Says, but that's not mixing kekulo. The rabbanon shita that we're toivel on the yom zayin is not. It's a dina harina. Let's see what it means. It's not mixing kekulo. Sharei imroa filu b'sov yom sozum kol shiva. Her raya, if she sees afterwards, she says her. I mixing kekulo. It's all over. So it's not all over. It's not mixing kekulo. El adra b'fakir mi no raya. Shai amru b'sachem. And b'fakir, there's a raya from there to my shita that makes us halayla counts, and then he goes to Rashi b'sachem. He's because going to Rabbi Yosef who really does hold the mixum kekulo. You see from the sugim b'sachem that the Gemara had to make the okimta ben hashmashas. Why the Gemara made the okimta that was roa b'alayla? Teretz is because she's roa b'alayla. Well, it's too late because the tchilas halayla count as a shmira, and it's and then he says came perish Rashi sham. So you see b'fakirt. You see whenever you have a real then makes some kulo, so your halayla does count. And this is not mixed on kakulo. And anybody throws in, I, Avogav, the Rabbanan, Boy, Shimur, the mixes Ayom, Kid Amar, and Hassam. Akati mei zavahi, to a sasra kol yoma. Even though he acknowledges the Rabbanan, do hold of a Shimur, the mixes Ayom, it's still mei zavah. But Ryosa, mixed on kakulo, legamre, evlo sasra kol yoma, mixed alayak kol yoma. So he's fundamentally distinguishing, saying, Ryosa is the real mixed on kakulo case. And we're talking about Avelos as parallel to Rabbi Yossi by Shomer Yisrael Kneged Yom. It's really Mixayom, and that's it. It's over. And the Abba Shol even holds you can count the double count today. But you can count, it's Mamash over. It's over, and now we're starting Shloshim. So that's Rabbi Yossi like in Shomer Yisrael Kneged Yom. And there, and Taki's even the Sugim Sachim, that according to Rabbi Yossi, Rashi, the same Rashi Rashi brings, that sphere Mixal Laila counts. I see this Rabbanon, either Mishnah Sukkot and Nida that Tefillah Asti B'Yom and Megillah Tefillah Asti B'Yom. He says, yeah, the Rabbanon sound. He doesn't say explicitly, oh, that's the Rabbanon. That's Rabbi Yossi. That sounds like what he's trying to say. To me, that's what it seems. That's the Rabbanon Shita, and the Rabbanon don't really hold the mix. That's not Mixum Kekulo. It's something else. So, what does he mean exactly? So L'Chayra, just the Bira Dvarim, and the Reshechter in Bikvei Aton Simi Zayin quotes from the Rav. Something basically akin to this, although.
Why do you defend the Chacham?
So the question is like this: he feels the need. Rabban himself feels the need to do this. In other words, the Ramban doesn't just say, it's a Gzeiras HaKosam, that's it. The Ramban feels need to explain why the Chacham are not really, or didn't make Simcha Kula. Because the Chacham are, Pshuto, without being, superficially at least, there seems to be some sort of a, both of us and the Ramban hold the make Simcha Kula. As the Sizei Machlekes about the detail, about what happens if you have a Riyah afterwards. But fundamentally, they both were Mixum Kekulo. In which case, it's Muchach that the Rabban hold Mixum Kekulo is only by Yom, because the whole Sugim needs at least the Rabban hold that way. So why should I be passing like Rav Yossi all of a sudden? Okay, maybe, but Yachav Rabban, maybe, fine. He doesn't, but the Rabban doesn't, the Rabban doesn't say that. He thinks it's a more glad approach. Maybe I'll offer their make a bubble. That's the machlokes with Rabbanon, and we hold Yachid against Rabbi of Ilgol Kula. Maybe we hold off their make a bubble. Okay, I guess that's a possible, right? But that also would, the question would become, what Tosfos will say, well, if the Rabbanon hold that way, then maybe you should reevaluate the Rosi really hold otherwise. In other words, Rabbi Yosef Rashi is best to answer a question. So if you think it's Mucha, if the Rabbanon disagree with the premise, you're saying Rabbi Yosef, maybe you come up with a different answer to that question. Tosfos has a different answer to that question. Maybe it's a more dachuk answer to that kasha. Rashi answer is the simplest, but so you're right. That could be a mahalach, but that's not not the simplest. It's not obvious to say that. The Ramban doesn't say it. Right? The Ramban seems to say that the Rabbanon are not negeya, because what they're dealing with is not a regular that makes them kakul. So the l'chayra. So as Rav Shechter and Simeon Zayin quotes from the Rav, a mahalach like this. I'm gonna say some of it, or tweak it a little bit, maybe. Or at least he does with it. But basically, in terms of the Yisoid, I think, in terms of what the Yisoid the Ramban says, I'll say it in my words. I'm not sure exactly this, what he said. But the Ramban seems to be saying like this, that what, there's something called Mixas Yom Kekulo, and something called Mixas Yom. Yeah, but the Gemara in Nazir, the Zayin, Rabbi Yossi's din is in the Raisa for sure. And the Rabban's din is in the Raisa. The din in Shiran Summer is in the Raisa.
Everyone has to accept, or side of the Messiah,
Rabban,
that there is in the
Kazakh exists. Unless it's whether it's true. I mean, those who hold it's in the Raisa. The Gemara doesn't quote Sefer Makkah. The Gemara in Nazir, the Zayin, is discussing Mixyam Kula by Nazirus. And the Gemara there tries to bring it right. Who holds Mixum Kula? The Gemara tries to bring it right from Abishol. And the Gemara says, well, Abishol is not by Avelus to Rabbanon, so it's not a right for the Raisa. And the Gemara tries to bring it right from Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara goes back and forth, Rabbi Yossi is a good rabbi. The way Rav said it over, it's a machlokes and together Mixum Kula. Everyone agrees it's Mixum Kula. I think that's what Rabban is saying. I would say it's a slightly different nusach. But I would say it's like this, that the, it's, I think it's basically the same thing, that the, it's Maturik and Lushan, that the Rabbi Yossi holds Mixum Kikulo, Lagamri. Rabban holds Shimur the Mixas Hayom. Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Mixum Kikulo. In other words, the concept of Mixum Kikulo, according to Ramban at least, the concept of Mixum Kikulo is that Kipchuto, Mixas Hayom, Kikulo. Once Mixum is finished, it's gone, it's over, it's Kikulo. For that, he says that's Rabbi Yossi holds, that's the Mixum Kikulo we're talking about in Avelis. The Rabban don't hold that at all in the context of Shomer Shom Kenge Jom. They hold it for they hold it come to Avelis. That doesn't mean they don't hold it ever, but there's no, that's not what they're doing in Shomer Shom Kenge Jom. The Rabban will tell you like this. Rabban will say there's a din of Shivas Yom. There's a din of Shivas Yom. And Shivas Yom has to be Zayin Nekiyim. And the fact that it's so, that if I see the Roa afterwards, I'm Sosa afterwards, that indicates that, as the Ramban says, the still may zov, the Shivas Yom haven't finished yet. If you don't make some kikulo, then the Shivas Yom are over. So that's what Abishol is saying here. And not Melos. So the fact that if she reads Ro Adam afterwards, that's a riot that Shivas Yom aren't over yet. Oh. So what is it? So it seems like he holds that there's, as he calls Dina Achrinahu. There's like, there's two tracks, or two inyanim here in Zayin Nekiyim. There's one in that there has to be seven days in the Kiyam. There's another halacha which Ramban says is you need shimur during those 7 days, you need to suffer for Shivas Yamim. you need a svira during those 7 days. And we have, I would add, this Ramah doesn't say, but I would add, we have a special drasha, nida samach zayin v'achar titar, which tells you that after I finish the svira zayin, even though I'm still besoich zayin in the kingdom, if I finish svira zayin, a woman's ready mutaris levaila. If she's tovela, she finished svira zayin, she did a tefillah, achar maisa, she's a mutaris right away. But that din is not in a mixas hayom kekulo. That's a din that you have to do shmira over 7 days, and the shear of that, and there's a din in that shmira. The shear of that shmira is a shmira of mixas hayom is good enough for that. To mekayim that din, a shmira of mixas hayom is good enough for that. But it's not that there's a period of time that we have to that has to elapse, and mixas hayom is kekulo. It's a din in the maisa that a maisa shmira has to take place over 7 days, maybe each one of the 7 days, possibly. And the shear of that shmira is shmira's mixed ayayim. You're right. You know, first, a sphere on the seventh day, it doesn't have to be a sphere for the whole day. It's a sphere for the seventh mixed ayayim. But it's not that, therefore, the mixed ayayim is kekulo. It's not that, therefore, I did a shmira for the whole day. That the Ramah holds, you don't need that. You're on hold, you mix ayayim. Seriously, what, I have a shmira mixed ayayim on the seventh day? So Achar Tidah tells you, I finish my requirement to Shmira, and then I can go to the mikvah. But the Yosef is more than that. The Yosef, 7 days are over. This is Kekulo, is that the Rav's term is the Malos, the unit of the 7 day period that has to elapse, not a calendaric period. No one says mixing Kekulo on Shabbos, but the 7 day period that has to elapse that I have to observe that unit of time that I have to observe. So Mixum Kula means a partial day at the end counts as a completion of that day. I'm not saying it counts as a completion of the day. Rabbanu is saying something else entirely. The Chaznish in your day at Tzadi Beis, the Kanta Zayin has a Hezber where even if you hold, even Rabbi Yossi, Alpi Derech Rashi, even if you hold that mixas halayla counts as shmira, you can still be yashiv it with the gemara of that the tefillah sibiyot main sphere will be mama. They'll say pekitzer if you don't want to go for it. His basic point is that the din, Rabbi Yossi's din, is based on the fact that shemiras yom is that there's a mafsik. As you know ritzufim, you need 3 years of ritzufim. So mixas halayla can count to make it that it's not ritzufim anymore. But the din that of the sofer la yiram mekayim, it just makes that's a mixed hayom. You mix a hayom which is naki, so no longer a tzufim. Is enechnami the din of the sofer la? Then that has to wait till the day. So enechnami, this woman who was roa belayla, that second day, that second riya is not mitzurf the first riya because that's according to Shizur Biosi, because they had tchilas hayom. It's mixed hayom kekulo, so it's not mitzurf the first riya. But you're not mekayim din tzufim enechnami. They have to wait the next day. It's mekayim riddin tzufim, but that doesn't for the first one and the second one. But to get a tara, but it doesn't. It's not. He thinks b'chalas on a stira. I think the Ramban sounds a little more like it's. We suggest the possibility. The Ramban sounds more like he's willing to say it's machlokas yosu Ramban. I should add that Tosfos disagrees. Right? Tosfos we saw one day, and Tosfos disagrees. And who the Tosfos? No, Tosfos, as you see from the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara in Megillah does prove that we only say mixes of the only mixes of kula b'layim. Because Tosfos thinks that the din of Shmir and Pashtus, he's proving the Ramah Megillah. So he's proving it from the Shiz Rabban. Right? Whether he thinks or he doesn't think Rosh, probably doesn't think Rosh disagrees. Either he thinks Rosh disagrees, it doesn't matter, or he thinks Rosh doesn't disagree. But he's proving from the Shiz Rabban. They see from the Shiz Rabbanim that Mixas Hayom Kekulo doesn't apply Balayla. The Tosfos here seems that today is the most, the Baal Shita of this primarily is the Maran. The Rosh here in Siman Lamed quotes the Maram, Rabbeinu Meir Kosav, Beshama Shmur Choka Balayla. Shmur Choka Balayla says, we do to make some kekulo. Ba'apagav the Gabbe Zayin Lo Mitzel Layla Kechol Ayom. Kedah Arma Leil Ovel Kem Shamdom Nacham Me'etzel Mutter Bechitzo Mashma Dafka B'yom Shvi. V'chein Nira B'shloshim Mida Arma Paragres Namegillah V'chein Shomer Shom Kedah Yom Tetan Neitzachama. They quote the Gemara there, Svir Bimamu, Alma, the whole Dovr, the Solik, the Yomi, Boy, Svir, Lomi, Mitzlail, Kalayom, Alamach. So the Maram and Taisus say, what are they saying? They say, obviously, they think it's not some special Zeir Sakosov in Nida. Even the Ramban didn't suffice by saying that. He assumed that if it's a Drusha, then that's Drusha in Nida. you assume that maybe should be a bininav. That's always the din. So Yossi Kiva says, but they don't assume a special din they need them. Why don't they want to say, why can't they say, like we were presenting, like the Ramban says, that that's not a regular mixum kakulo? So, and I should add, the Gemara never says the Rabbanan's sheet is based on mixum kakulo. The Gemara Nazir is mashma like this Ramban a little bit. The Gemara Nazir, in specific, says, Rabbi Yossi holds mixum kakulo. Sounds like Ramban don't hold it, quote unquote, mixum kakulo. But so that's where the Ramban might be getting from. But notwithstanding, these Bali Toys at least don't seem to be bothered by that. So they, different ways of saying it, but it's one possible, we could disagree on a number of points, but it's also one possible clue that they disagree in Hilchnida, in Hilchazav, I should say. The Chaznish, and, later in that Simon Sadi Beis, according to your test, says that, what's Takap Shalom Shiz Rabbanon? The Rabbanon holds that if you have, you can go to the mikvah in the middle of the day, but if you have a riyah afterwards, it's so mafeh. So Rabbi Yossi might tell you, no, that's it. If you go to the mikvah, that means the 7 days are over. So what's the hazard afterwards? So the Chaznish writes, shots like this. Mixas a yom kekulo, mix a yom counts. That's called a yom. But the yom has to be yom naki. So pshat mix a kulo is not that the day is an hour long. The pshat is, or put differently, it's a mixas hayom. There's a yom, and there's a mixas hayom. So whenever if the yom is a yom naki, then any part of that day was a mixas hayom naki. So the mixas hayom naki is kekulo. If the day ended up not being yom naki, so this was a mixas of a day that wasn't a yom naki. So the mixas wasn't the mixas hayayim, the chlal. So it's not that there's like two dinim going on here. There's not two tracks. It is still meimeiz like Ramban. I think it's different than Ramban. Ramban says it's still meimeiz iva. And therefore it's not really regular mixas yom kekulo. The chaznish is almost like a tenai. It's mixas yom would count as long as it's a mixas of a yom naki. But mixas yom doesn't mean that 2 hours is a day. But it does mean that a part of a day will count, will be registered, sufficient to register as a day, as long as it's a part of it's a part of a day that's a legitimate day. And if you're not Roeh, but so if they'll glory mills, this day wasn't the day that could count in the first place. So mixes of day doesn't count also doesn't count.
Could they, and I feel like the Maharam and Tosos possibly understand Avelis, like the 7 day, the same way the Rambans are Bunran?
Okay. So let's talk. I think the Ramban and Maharam and Tosos think a little different. I want to talk about that in a second. So that's just, there may be other ways out, but I just point out that, and I think Tosos, little Shitas, and Tosos, Ayin Sham, Tosos, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud, is the one where I know where explicitly we talk that he says explicitly, oh yeah, the Rabban also have to hold the mixum kakulo. He discussed their murder, he was talking about something else, but in the whole discussion there, Tosis first once is bothered by what happened to why is the Gemara says a nida, we also mix a regular nida, we also mix the kulo at the beginning, not at the end. So the Gemara says even there that's easier to mix them kulo at the beginning, not at the end. So for Tosis, I design the kim, it's the reverse. Because we don't say mix them kulo at the beginning, we only say at the end. So Tosis says, oh yeah, this Gemara is like the Rabban, not like Rabbi Yossi. And then Tosis says, yeah, but the Rabban also makes him kakulo at the end. So he says, oh yeah, so then Taki has to say something else. Tosis is there, in that same Tosis where he also disagrees with Rashi, he seems to present the Rabban sheet as a good example of mixed him kakulo. So it could be that's what's one possibility of what the Nakusa Machalik is. It could be the Nakusa Machalik is in Pshat and the Rabban sheet and Zayin Nakim. It also, so it, Yosef saying, it also may be Nogeya, also maybe another way to present it. But just to Ma'orer, that I think, L'Chayra, Tois and the Rosh again, we say they're the Balashita, Tois and the Maram, at least they're the Balashita, mixes Halayla, doesn't, can they're about to mix Halayla, counts. The Tois and the Maram thing mixes Halayla, doesn't count. The Torah quotes Rabbeinu Tam that says the B'shas HaTchaki was Mekel and Mixas HaLayla. B'shas HaTzarech, what's the Lashon exactly? Something like that. I'm on the wrong page. The post can talk about this Lashon before we get back to this different place in the Rosh. Dina, the post can talk about this. The Mechaber, Rabbeinu Tam Hiti, B'shas HaTchak, Derech, B'leil Shvi. The Mechaber seems to be hold Mixas HaYom. And there's a whole, there's a Radvaz. The big discussion is Radvaz. The Pesachuba quotes the Radvaz. Other Achorim quote the Radvaz, who says that it's unclear. It's a Shaila in the Rishonim. And therefore, basically, it's like almost treats them more or less like a Sveik Adina. And certainly, says, it could be you can all Lachat every Mekel Bavel. He doesn't think you say a Lachat every Mekel Bavel in the Rishonim. But either way, he says, when it comes to Talmud Torah and Tashamita, where it's a bit like a mitzvah, so for sure you should be Mekel. The Sfei Chemed has a whole simon here where he Marechas Avelos, that's in Chelek Hey in the Sfei Chemed, Oschaf Hey. So he quotes Kedaka B'Kodesh, a lot of Poskim who I never heard of, and he many of them don't like the Radvaz Ladina. Sfei Chemed, it's in the Chelek Hey of the Sfei Chemed, which is it's called Marechas Avelos. Sfei Chemed Asif Es Dinim Marechas Avelos. Oschav Hey, this one is page 39. The I don't think they've reprinted Sechem yet. Not that much yet. So the That's not having it, right? So the Sechem quotes a lot of Achronim who are skeptical of the school of the Maram. He says he thinks the Minig is not that way. He himself is willing to. He thinks he himself is willing to make up Shas Trak. There's this case of a story where the Isha Avelo at Tfilas Mitzvah was on the Zion, and the Bible was going by Derech. He quotes Achronim who say, Lamais the Minig is not the way. No, Shain, the Rabbi said it, but Lamais did not know it like that. He says he goes to Tshuva's Be'er Hamayim, where in that story, Omar Gdai Rabbi Lusum Shas Trak. He was Mekel, and the Miskeres Ashulchan says not the way in Hakam it's a Lailo. Shouldn't be Mekel, but he himself was willing to Mekel Pushkam Peshat if it's a Shas Trak situation. I think he points on the page points to the Shirei Bracha who was not willing to Mekel, was skeptical whether you can Mekel like the Radvaz because the Ma'aseh it's not the Minhag. But in terms of those who the Machmirim, so I think Tosfos was discussing yesterday. I think Tosfos and the Rosh, I think they tell you, have slightly different versions of this Chumrah. The Lashon of Tosfos here, which is 2 days in Tosfos Emes, the Lashon of Tosfos here is, Inan mixam kakul lobhavi v'layla in shum dover, kamirim bin megillah perak beis, shimur layla av shimur in shivas nikim. By the way, that's not the Lashon of Gemara. Lashon of Gemara is Sphira. I mean, Lashon of Mishnah, Shemar Shom, but the Lashon of Gemara is quoting his Sphira b'yamama. Just like Shemar Shom Kegajom, Shimur Laila, Lav Shimuru, Lin Shivanakiyim. So to over here, who's going to do the Shimur? Elwaz, Klal Gadol Badin, Mixalayla doesn't count for anything. Right, period, end. Shum Dover. So that sounds like it's a very, he took this as a prototypical example of Mixas of Mixum Kakulo. And it's even that Gemara, Vashidus Rabbanon, the Mixum Kakulo, Mixalayla doesn't count for Mixayom. The Rosh, what Maram says differently. Maram pretty explicitly says differently. Maram says, I'll read it again, like I mentioned before, that the came with the by Sfira, I'm quote the Gemara in Megillah, Alma, the whole Dover, the Solak Biyomi, by Sfira, Lormin, Mixa, like Chalayam, Alamacher, Hilbuch, Abel, Yetzin, Pesach, Beso, and Itzachama, Dumish, Marasom, Machem, Yom, Shlosh, and Gadech, and Itzachama, Mil, Inishmur, Hoykidlo, by Sfira, Sagim, Shacha, Sagh, of Yubalel. Maram is trying to distinguish between Shmur Choka and the Shivan Shloshim. Shivan Shloshim, he says, you need Yom. Shmur Choka, you can even do Balayla. Why? Because the Gemara Megillah wasn't saying a Klal Gadol Badin, the Mixa Layla doesn't count for anything. The Gemara Megillah was saying something about the nature of Svira, that Mixas Hayom Kakulo of Svira, in which case, I guess, I think you're right. He doesn't have to disagree with our presentation in the Ramban. Lamais, you see, in the Maram, it doesn't have to experience necessarily the presentation of the Ramban. Lamais, you see that Lagabe Sfira, that din, we're going to say a Sfira of Mixas Hayom counts, and if all you need in Avelos is, he's calling it, depends if you say, if all you need in Avelos is some sort of a Sfira as Yamin, so he thinks that should be enough. It's still a little different. Cause it's a little different because there's no Sof Hayom. Okay, I'm not sure. I still don't want to say it's not quite the same as Ramban. But no, so the Ramban. No, for, I said would work. Sorry, wouldn't work. I'm sorry. I misspoke. I still think it's, you have to say a little differently than the Ramban says it in order to say this. I think. Then our presentation, the Ramban's version of Nida, I think if you present it that way, I think you're still not going to come to this conclusion. But I don't want to. We can discuss the nuances afterwards. But the Ramban, again, Nachmul. So what's the Svar? It is again. It's not Klal Gadol Miksum Kekulo. But whenever there's in a Sfira, so Sfira requires Yom. That's the Klal. And says Shmuel Chok doesn't require Sfira. See, his Lashon is a little, perhaps, either his Lashon is Lav Dafka or Lashon Gemara is Lav Dafka. Because the Lashon of the Maram is Mila Shmur Choka Delobai Sfira Sagi B'Sha Acha Sagi B'Sha B'Layla. Now, if I read that line, I would say, what he was really saying is that, perhaps, what he was really saying is that Shmur Choka is not going to make some cool at all. It's just a din of Sha'acha. The problem is against the Gemara to say that. Because the Gemara says explicitly, in Tzachon Daf Hei, also in the Mokon Daf Chof, it's the story of Chia, who've heard about some relative, Machlek Hashem, which relative it was, heard about his brother or sister, the way Rashi learns, that died, and it was a Shmur Choka, so he took off his shoes, and then he went to the Beis HaMerchatz. So Shmam Min Atla, Shmam Min Avol, also Min Atla Sandal, Shmam Min Shmur Choka, and Nohega Sulem Echol, Shmam Min Miksum Kekul. So either you say, Lashem Mar, there's a lot of Dafka. This includes a Melitza, just means, Shmam Min Yom Echad, doesn't Yom Echad. Perhaps. Tochuk. Again, and this is Shechter has this point also, that the Gemara, and this, the Gemara, Daf, I think it's, Chafim Naaf, right? So the Gemara says, as Josh, that's a note that the Rem is that they have the Shiva because they compare Evil to Chag. So Gemara says, well, sometimes Chag is one day. So that's for Shmur Choka. So we're comparing to, again, it's not a real Joshua, but the Gemara seems to be an Asmachta to Medama to a Din of Yom Echad. Not a Din of Shalacha. Sounds like the real Din of Yom Echad. And just makes him Kagulo. So either that's Ladashna, or even Mineo Bein Lashon of the Maram. He says, "Mil inish shmur choka the low by svira el asagi b'shachas." Then they'll mix it in kula. So he could be, what he means is, I'm not sure exactly how to say it, that he is didn't mix in kula, but it's a different kind. It's not in svira. Why is not in svira? Maybe it's not in svira because svira by definition requires a multiplicity. That's sort of the concept of a svira. Concept of a svira is I don't know why in svara why that's significant, but that is true, right? Vayer vayboker yom echad. Yom Rishon, Rashi points out, there's no such thing as Rishon when you're dealing with one. So Zechat. I don't know why he's Lashon of Sagib Shalachas, but his real point is perhaps Sagib Yom Echad, which is not even Yom Echad, but the point is when you're dealing with one, two, three, four, five, you need Sphere. So when there's in Sphere, I guess implies some sort of a group of days put together. When there's a group of days put together, then there's a din, Kachazef, for some reason, then we have a din, maybe we learn it from Zava, then we have a din that requires Yom. If it's just a single day, then and the mixas can even be Belayla. I don't have a good head for it, but I think the Mashma knows. But either way, he's trying to distinguish that in Shmur Choka. Pshuto Shel Dvarim and Tosfos. Tosfos would say even by Shmur Choka, but like Rishonim, Shmur Choka is only by Yom, because Shmur says the Lashon Tosfos mixa Yom Kulo Lo'ad Belayla in Shum Davar, and the Gemara used to mix Yom Kulo by Shmur Choka. So Pshuto Shel that Shmur Choka can only be by Yom. The Mechaber passes like the Maram. The Mechaber passes that you need Yom. When it comes to Shmur Choka, he says, Lila is good enough. I'm passing like the Maram. Okay. Should I add one more Nakuda, but this, and then we'll just, in a few minutes, we'll probably have to continue a little bit to tomorrow. When's, if you hold any Bayoim Dafka, so what is the beginning of Yom? So Mechaber says, Neitzacham. That's the Lashon Rosh, that's the Lashon Mechaber, that's the Lashon Tur. That Lashon is to Neitzacham. No, not Lashon Tur. Lashon Rosh, Lashon Ben Yeruchim. Talk about Neitzacham. Where do you get from? Because the Maran Megillah Daf Chaf. The Maran Megillah Daf Chaf is Neitzacham. It's worth noting, the Maran Megillah Daf Chaf, Neitzacham is a Chatchila. The whole Sugi Megillah Daf Chaf is the Kulam Sh'asu Mish'olah Mash'achar Yatzah. So if you're really deriving the halach of Yom from there, a Shemeres Yom Kenei Yom, but the Eved was Tov Elas after Elos HaShachar would count. So the Chayra, unless Kach Tiknu by Avedos differently, the Chayra, and this, the Din should be the Eved that Elos HaShachar would go enough. So the Chachila, we do a Shemir B'Yom Mamash the Neitzachama. That's the Chayra, what I would think. Well, I don't know, I didn't see the person talk about this. The person, let's say, for some reason, Yom Zayin, there's some emergency, the person has to get up and leave somewhere between Elos HaShachar and Yitzchak HaEmah. So maybe you could be Samech Chazchak, you could be Samech and Elos HaShachar. I'm just thinking out loud. I do know of a Shaila, which is really related to another issue, which I want to start talking about now, about the question of Acham Du Menachemim. I don't remember what the Psak was. I think I told some of the guys. This a friend of mine was Lolein, who was sitting Shiva early in the year, and his last day, of, and he was in, it was Hanukkah time. So his last day, of, so he had a minion in his house, and the minion was, I think, about 6:30 or so, and Nate's then was around 7:20. So, and there was a Balabatish minion, because he had to get to work, so it was 6:30, not leaning day. So they finished by, well, I don't know, what time did they finish? 7:03, whatever, so the, so good, so everyone sat down, So with that what? So okay, well, discussion of what happens if you don't have Menachemim. So do you have to wait? So I don't remember. So yes, I will. I don't remember what the psak was. Actually, yes, I will. What the psak was, but lefum riata, maybe that's part of the name that maybe he mentioned. Maybe he had this that lefum riata. Again, maybe, I don't know how bitah shaschak it was, but if it really was a shaschak, probably could be something else. Shachar, I would imagine. Could be told him that his wife should serve as a machmir after the sechama. I don't remember what the psak was. Try again to find out what the psak was.
Needs, like you daft, besides the other after those, but let's say that after needs you need Menachemim.
So let's discuss that now. Let's discuss that now. Let's start the discussion now. Anyway, the davening shachris after, of course, Foshvat Mechav, it's davening shachris is the other before names. Davening shachris, they get to the Sitchin also. I don't know. So the, yeah. So this gets us a little to start on the other beginning over here, which is the question of what exactly do you need to count for Mixum Kahula. Let me start this way. The Ramban, let's start with the Ramban again. From the Ramban, you see something interesting, because if the Ramban is bringing a raya from Yossi, again, it's Rashi Shita by Yossi, Rashi Mitzach from Shita Yossi, but Rashi doesn't apply to Avelis. So hypothetically, Avelis could have been different. But you see, the Ramban brings a raya from Perush Rashi, his Perush in the Gemara Mitzach and Pei Aleph, from Yossi Shita by Shmeres Yom Kege Jom, you see Mixa Laila counts, and same thing is true for Avelis. Now, Mixa Laila there counts instantly. What happens over there? Shmeres Yom Kege Jom. And the whole point of that, the whole diuk is they might have to say Ben HaShmash. When that Ben HaShmash is going to be too late. So you see, it's just a matter of time. And you see, it doesn't require anything. You know, because they mix the say for Shmira, mix the Yoyim is a rega. And without any Maisa, you don't need a Maisa Badik, you don't need anything. There was a Shmira, quote unquote, which is a passive Shmira. There was no actions involved there at all.
You talk about this by your awareness of not being wrote down.
Okay, so the mark, so that the maybe the marker made that okimta. She was busy.
And that might only be this year.
That's first of all, that's right. Or there's no, just busy for right, before she stood down. Yeah, that's okay. The Mar talks about for sphere zayin nikiyim to count instead of in lieu of a bedika. They talk about that. No one's claiming this is in lieu of a bedika. Like the Chazanish's point, this is making a little bedika. This just is a mafse. This counts as a yom as a shmira. Do you have to do b'dika afterwards? You would have to do b'dika afterwards. If you have to do b'dika, that's part of the Chazanish's point. Maybe the b'dika may have to be done during the day, for all you know. But
I'm just saying you could theoretically say that it does happen automatically. Not that it doesn't happen automatically. It happens instantaneously because you're shomer.
Right, but then the Gemara asks Kasha, how do you have the case? The Gemara comes up shofas gimel yomim eroa ben hashmashos. So if you need some sort of a lo yada, I don't know. It could be a lot. You've opened up a much larger range of possibilities if you say it like that. So pshuto in the Ramban, I think it sounds like it's mixum kula with mamsh like right away. So at least in the Ramban, you don't see mixum kula doesn't require, and maybe it's a shita also because the way he understands again, he thinks that the mixum kakulo or the mixayom of sfira and tvila is not the kansa mixum kula. The kansa mixum kula is that this is the end of the period. This is the end of your day. So when the time has elapsed, that's it. You don't need a maisa according to Ramban. At least not by definition. Not all the time. And the way we were, if our suggestion Tosfos was right, it could be Tosfos doesn't disagree. Rav Shechter is safer in that piece from the Rav I think he wants to. He has a cheshbon, which I don't have time to go through now. He wants to say that maybe that's goof for the machlokas. Maybe it's goof machlokas versus the rabban. That's the chayr, not. I don't think it's the rabban hold, but maybe it's goof machlokas versus the rabban. That the rabban hold it doesn't break the day up. It's mixum kula only gabi da hanhaga, and therefore it's mixum kula din in hanhaga. So he has a boy ayin sham. But at least Ladina, the Rabban's been right from Yossi, so Ladina, and the Yomi, that's what the Shechter actually says. Ladina, if you're shtelling through Rabbi Yossi, then the Chari shouldn't need any sort of anhug. Who says you do? Well, it's tricky. Part of the question is if you have this Gemara about Shamdu Menachem. But the Gemara says that it doesn't start, when it comes to Shiva, it goes until Shamdu Menachem. So that means doesn't start that second. Me'idach, when it comes to Shloshim, the Gemara doesn't talk about it. Hamik Samkul ends when it comes to Shloshim. Rabbeinu Ruchum, according to Beis Yosef, Basim Mechaber, says, Neitzachama, that's it. When it comes to Shloshim, Taka sounds like it is right away. So what's this story of the Achi Amdu Menachem? So the Rabban himself, so I'll give just two, a few Mamre Kainos. The Rabban himself, makes the following point here. The Rabban is brought by a cash, but again, Lishitos, the Rabban is saying, Acham the Nachem, the Chorb, the Nachem usually come during the daytime. So if Mix is a Lila counted, so what are the Nachem doing there anyway? It's showing the Avelis was over in the middle of the night. So the Ramban says, "Mash under Nachem etzol mutim mishum the mixum kakulam rotsa lina kulam veilus noig." Ramban says it. I said it earlier, actually, in the sugya of mentions at the end of this Gadol Abayis piece. Early in Torah Abayis, the Ramban says, "Hey, that mixum kakulo, it may not. We'll see if what it requires. But number one is the mixum kakulo is not automatic, or it doesn't have to be automatic. If a person wants." A person can count mixayom kakulo. You can count the whole day kakulo if you want. Mixum kikulo, again, doesn't mean 1 second equals one day. It means it's good enough. But kulo is also kukulo. And if a person wishes to sit shiva the whole day, so that's a kiyum of sitting shiva. He's not wasting his time. He's king shiva all day. At that point, he's an avel. He's still in the emtsa avelus. And the minhag was, they wanted Menachem to come to Yom HaShvi'i, Menachem or Berachas Rechava. So, Mimela, since basically the das was that Abel should keep going. So it doesn't necessarily shed any light on what's necessary, it's just telling you what was known. Kol's man, the Abelim perceive themselves as sitting Shiva. So Mimela, all the other Abel still apply. That's what Ramban says in that Gemara. So you can't prove anything from what's necessary for Mixam Kul from that Gemara. That's what Ramban says. I think it's true, Neuberger, when he was saying Shiva, remember this? I thought he sat the last. He was in Toronto and then he came back for a short time here. And I think he, it's not true, can erase from the record. But I think he sat the whole last day. He didn't say to do mixum kula on Yom Shvi'i because he was here a very short time. He thought a lot of people want to give people time to menachem, so he sat the whole last day. And it's not like the shiva's over at this point. And it's according to the Ramban, it's not the shiva's over. And it's just a nice thing to do. It's the yeser says till he gets up. Shiva's attack isn't over. So this is the Ramban. It's also possible to say, Ibn Hananel has a lashon here. It's another svar. Proof of Ibn Hananel, but it prompted a svar in my head. Husha matzam nachem etzalim kolomer adayin lo nishalku min avelus. Can we make some cool? That might just mean the Ramban. It might just mean the Ramban, or it might mean it could also mean something else. And I'll say like this, that. Yeah. Okay. No. We'll leave that for now. I think it could very well, for now, I'll just assume that could very well be the same thing as the Ramban. In other words, but he's lonus stalk min avelus. The point of Acham ben Nachamim is that Kol's man, the person is involved in avelus, hasn't ended yet. There's no hechrach in this Gemara that you need to have Menachemim to mean to have anything necessarily. It's not explicit in the Gemara. You don't need Ramban's Rabban, you don't need Yom. But Kol's man, you are being osik in avelus, so the avelus hasn't ended. The Radvaz, that Radvaz, so The Radvaz says like this. The Radvaz in that Shulah, and Chela Gimel, it's called Bissa Shulah Kotev, Chela Gimel, Simitovkov Nutes, where he sees Machriya that you could be notel hakel on the Laila. So he adds in a line. There's a mutzarach hamtim milashamish b'layla yoser ma'abi mashu rogel keshe noah v'gam etzavel. Says, but about you need to be noah gavelus? How you know a gavelus? So you need to be, and he assumes you need to be noah gavelus in all dini avelus. So one of the avelus is a tashmish. So we're going to matter. So the other dini avelus we're not going to be so makelon. We'll have them keep. But for tashmish we're going to be makel. We'll allow you to do tashmish to tashal mitzvah. Mitzvah oino. So we'll allow you to makel that. So then how, based on mixed alayla, so how are you making mixed alayla then? So you have to wait. You have to wait till the alayla. You have to wait later than the person otherwise would have had tashmish. And by delaying tashmish, you're being mekayim, you're being no heg v'yisar tashmish. And then, you're no heg mixed sayon balayla. So Rambam learns that there is a din, you have to be no heg that avails. So the Ramban holds this way. Because the Ramban, I didn't meet the part in the middle. The Ramban deals with the Gemara and Daf. It's late. The Ramban deals with the Gemara and Daf of Zion, where the Gemara talks about Kfiyas Hamita. And the Ramban says,
"That starts with Kofa."
Yeah, but I just want to wait. The one that some wanted to bring a Raya from the Gemara, where the Gemara says in Daf of Zion, "Zkivas Hamita be'erev Shabbos, Avish Inlo Yom Echad Chozer Kofa." Even though it's Shabbos, he still has to do Kfiyas Hamita, even though there's only one day left. So they bring it right. Why? I mix Sayom is finished. When Motzei Shabbos, you have to turn Mita over. What do you mean? Motzei Shabbos, by the time you get back, turn over your Mita, the veil's over anyway. So you see, from there, mix Alayel doesn't count. Right? So those that Raya, the Shom bring, it sounds like the Shom think it sounds like you don't need a Halakha. It sounds like it right away. Once you have mix Alayel, that's it. And you didn't violate any Dina Veils. It's not directly Yadayim. Once it makes the Zalayla passes, Avela is over. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says, forget it, it's a riot for me. Otherwise, what's the Chiddush? So the Ramban says, no, really, makes Zalayla would count. But you have to be Noheg Avelos. And you have to be Noheg all Dini Avelos. Vader, he knows that. He and a riot machas that shim. I get to keep line. Elafisha mixa like a chol ayom. Kfar yotzam nes manchu alav chova. Verashay linol minol v'sanol shag zer shiva. Silka dayt dechloy tzorach lichbos. Kamashlon ein mixam pocho al shiinagu b'chol gzeir shiva. Af mishinog b'mitzasa. You need to be no egg cold in a shiva for the mixas to count. So you do need an hanukkah. I just kept saying before that Ramban holds by Shemeres Yom that you don't need an hanukkah. So l'chori the teretz is, al derech l'taz, that taz in simitav beis as a klal. The Taz's klal is you need mixas of whatever you're supposed to be doing that day. So when it comes to Shemeres Yom Kinyan Yom, in order for it to count as a Yom Shamor, just don't. It's not you have to do anything. You just have to. There's the absence of dam. The absence of dam is what the Shemir is. So mixas a Yom of absence of dam is also what the Shemir is. There's no din. You have to. You need a ma'aseh. No din be'etzim. You need a ma'aseh to trigger Shemeres Yom Kikulo. But you need a Kiyum of the Yom b'mixaso. So says the Ramban. So when it comes to Shiva, you need a kiyum of all the elements of Shiva. That's what Ravasi is learning also. Again, the Rishonim, the Chachmei Tzarfa, the Rishonim who brought a Raya from Motei Shabbos, didn't hold like that. But that's what the Ramban says. You need a kiyum of all the Dinei Shiva. When it comes to Shloshim, so Shloshim is just Yisurim. Again, once you hit Netzach Hama, Lav Daf, because the din, I don't know if the Lumbus is that it's a kiyum of a Nehu Shloshim, but you don't necessarily need that. You see from Shemeres Yom Kiyom, it's hard to say that it's a, that Shemeres Yom Kiyom without a Sphira is just, it's a kiyum, it's just the, maybe it is, and it's just the absence of them. But if the mice, the person, Nam Galech, not Mestaper, for a Rega, so that's Shemina. Okay, it's already late. I just want to finish this up. Okay, go through that Taz. Discuss that a little more carefully tomorrow, and then I'll have to think about tonight what we want to continue on. Yeah, we'll get. I'll mention the Ritva. I'll wait for tomorrow. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that Ritva is phenomenal. Menachem. We're still on. But how do you learn Shabbat? I learned Shabbat.